ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 9 टेक्स्ट नंबर 4। टेक्स्ट इज प्रोस सेक्शन। So we'll just take the translation and purport. So big prose. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. The Brahmana father's mind was always filled with affection for his son Jada Bharat, that is Bharat Maharaj. Therefore, he was always attached to Jada Bharat. Because Jada Bharat was unfit to enter the Grihastha ashram, he simply executed the purificatory process up to the end of the Brahmachari ashram. Although Jada Bharat was unwilling to accept his father's instructions, the Brahmana nonetheless instructed him in how to keep clean and how to wash, thinking that the son should be taught by the father. Purport. Jada Bharat was Bharat Maharaj in the body of a Brahmana, and he outwardly conducted himself as if he were dull, deaf, dumb and blind. Actually, he was quite alert within. He knew perfectly well of the results of fruitive activity and the results of devotional service. In the body of a Brahmana, Maharaj Bharat was completely absorbed in devotional service within. Therefore, it was not at all necessary for him to execute the regulative principles of fruitive activity. As confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam, Sonushtisthasya Dharmasya Samsiddhir Haritoshanam, Bhagavatam 1.2.13. One has to satisfy Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is the perfection of regulative principles of fruitive activity. Besides that, it is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, Dharma Sunishtita Pumsam Vishwaksena Kathasuya Notpada Yadi Ratim Shrama Evahi Kevalam. Duty is dharma executed by men, regardless of occupation, are only so much useless labor if they do not provoke attraction for the message of Supreme Lord. Bhagavatam 1.2.8. These karma kanda activities are required as long as one has not developed Krishna consciousness. If one is developed in Krishna consciousness, there is no need to execute the prior regulative principles of karma kanda. Srila Madhavendra Puri said, O regulative principles of karma kanda, please excuse me. I cannot follow all these regulative principles, for I am fully engaged in devotional service. He expressed the desire to sit somewhere beneath a tree and continue chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Consequently, he did not execute all the regulative principles. Similarly, Haridas Thakur was born in a Mohammedan family. From the very beginning of his life, he was never trained in the Karma Kanda system. But because he was always chanting the holy name of the Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted him as Namacharya, the authority in chanting the holy name. As Jada Bharat, Bharat Maharaj was always engaged in devotional service within his mind. Since he had executed the regulative principles continuously for 3 lives, he was not interested in continuing to execute them, although his Brahmana father wanted him to do so. Hare Krishna. Translation once again. The Brahmana father's mind was always filled with affection for his son Jada Bharat, Bharat Maharaj. Therefore, he was always attached to Jada Bharat. Because Jada Bharat was unfit to enter the Grihastha ashram, he simply executed the purificatory process up to the end of the Brahmachari ashram. Although Jada Bharat was unwilling to accept his father's instructions, the Brahmana nonetheless instructed him in how to keep clean and how to wash, thinking that the son should be taught by the father. So we are continuing our reading from the wonderful life history of Bharat Maharaj. And we have reached to the point where Bharat Maharaj is now in the body of this Brahmana Jad Bharat. And we can see in the previous verse where Bharat Maharaj as Jad Bharat is expressing his fear and therefore he is acting as a dull, deaf and dumb man. He is very highly intelligent. He is remembering his past life. But just being fearful that he should not commit the same mistake again, he is now acting inwardly. He is Krishna conscious within. But externally he is showing as if he is a fool. So herein, Srila Prabhupada in his purport is mentioning that how a devotee knows well what is the purpose of Krishna consciousness, the purpose of real religion. So in today's class, we will discuss what is real dharma. And that, in the second part, we will see that how just by following some rituals, one might go away from real dharma. One might lose focus or one might even deviate and start a new dharma, Kaitava dharma. So since we are speaking about dharma, we can see in today's world, people have different opinions about dharma. First of all, we find some section of people who are not ready to follow dharma. They think dharma means it binds a person. Too much bondage, too much following rules and regulations. Or someone may not follow dharma because saying that dharma is cause of so much a problem today. All this communal violence is because of dharma. So therefore a person may not be ready to follow dharma. And then we have some section of people in today's society who are following dharma, but the whole idea is for sense gratification. Dharma, artha, kama and moksha. But we should know what is real dharma. Then the confusion is resolved. Srila Prabhupada said that dharma cannot be invented. Dharmam tu shakshat bhagavat pranitam. That means dharma can be designed. The copyrights of dharma is only with Lord Shri Krishna. No one else can start a new dharma. Others can only follow dharma. Now Prabhupada in his Bhagavad Gita introduction said, what is Sanatana Dharma? It's an eternal occupation of an eternal living being towards the eternal Lord. So dharma is something which cannot be changed, which cannot be manipulated. It is a constitutional position of every living entity, and that is to serve the Supreme Lord. Prabhupada gives the example of how that sugar is known for its sweetness. If you are calling something as sweet, or if you are eating sugar, then you can't have sugar without sweetness. The natural constitutional position of sugar means it has to be sweet. And water means liquidity. Similarly, dharma means to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna. We will take an incident from Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the highest scripture of dharma, where we can see that what is real dharma is mentioned there. It is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam within that one time in Badrikashram, sage Vedavyas, he was sitting in meditation. And suddenly he was disturbed in his meditation because while meditating, he saw the future of the coming age of Kali. He saw various anomalies which are going to take place in Kali Yuga. How people are going to be degraded, people are going to be short-lived, they are going to be lazy, misguided, less intelligent and always disturbed. So therefore, Vedavyas becoming disturbed, being a genuine Vaishnava, decides to do something for the upcoming age. And Srimad Bhagavatam mentions that how Vedavyas, he decides to write the Vedas. Bhagavatam mentions that how initially the Vedas were only heard. And by hearing, people would understand the Vedas and would then recite the Vedas to their disciples later. But because in the age of Kali, people will forgetful. So therefore, Vedavyas decided to write down the Vedas. And then for people to understand it very naturally and nicely, he divided Vedas into four sections. And to support the Vedas, he wrote the Puranas, Itihasas, and all various scriptures, just so that people in the age of Kali could understand what is dharma. But then we see that in Bhagavatam, after writing all those scriptures, Vedvas himself was not satisfied. So he was contemplating that I wrote everything about dharma, but somewhere I made a mistake, therefore I am not satisfied. And right at that time, Vedvyas' spiritual master Narad Muni comes and he rebukes, he chastises Vedvyas that he wrote everything, but he missed the focal point of dharma. He had not enough described the glories and activities of Lord Krishna and his devotees. And then on the instructions of Narad Muni, we see that how Vedvyas, he designed this Srimad Bhagavatam. And Srimad Bhagavatam essentially is the work which describes what is real dharma. Because the first verse of Srimad Bhagavatam says that what is the shloka? Dharma projita kaitavatra parama nirmat saranam satam. That means Srimad Bhagavatam starts by kicking out all the false religion and is going to focus only on the real religion. Then as we progress in Srimad Bhagavatam, in the chapter 2, Suta Goswami mentions what is real religion. He says, Savai pumsan paro dharma yato bhakti radokshaje ahetuki apratiyata yayatma suprasiddhi. That means, real religion is meant to develop loving service to Lord Krishna. And that service should be uninterrupted and unalloyed. And then we see here, Srila Prabhupada pointing this verse again. Dharma sunishtita pumsam vishvaksena kathasuya notpada yadi ratim shama evahi kevalam. And what is dharma actually? Anything you follow in your life, any dharma, if that dharma does not help you to develop taste for hearing and chanting the glories of Krishna, if that dharma is not allowing you this, then it is just simply useless waste of time. So therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam makes it clear. So therefore, when people say that dharma is binding, actually dharma makes a person come to the real path where he can achieve the perfection of life. We can see that in Mahabharata it is mentioned, if there is no dharma, then a man becomes like an animal. What is the shloka? Ahara nidra bhaya maithunam cha samani etat pashubhi naranam. Dharmo hi tesham adhiko vishesho dharmena hina pashubhi samana. That a person, when he does not follow religion, he is like an animal. In fact, if we see today's world, people have become worse than animals because of not following religion. At least animals are peacefully living there in society. But in human society, people are causing so much fight just for their own sense gratification. Someone was mentioning me that in some zoo in India, they have kept different animals in different cages. And this particular zoo attracts many visitors because it advertises that this zoo contains the most dangerous animals in the whole world. So when the people are going through various cages, so finally they come to the last cage where it is mentioned the most dangerous animal. And when they go there, they see a mirror. They see their own face. That means a human being is the most dangerous animal. Because an animal at least knows what he is doing. He at least lives in a certain way of life. But a human being, we can see today, is creating havoc in a place where he himself is staying. So therefore, without religion, a man becomes more worse than an animal. And therefore, dharma has to be used for increasing our attachment to Krishna. Prabhupada mentions the shloka here that how dharmasya hi apavargasya nartho arthaya upakalpati dharmasya ekantasya kamo labha yahi smrita. Religion should not be used for artha. And if you have artha, it should not be used for sense gratification. So Srimad Bhagavatam is very much clear. There is no confusion as per what is religion. Real religion means to develop taste for hearing and chanting about the activities of Lord Krishna. And therefore, a devotee like Jad Bharat is very clear. He knows that everything in this life, following any rituals, the ultimate purpose is to develop love for Krishna, hearing and chanting. And therefore, knowing very well that previously he had squandered his life And therefore now he doesn't want to waste his life. So therefore he is focusing directly on the real purpose. And that is to simply hear and chant. Srila Prabhupada in his purport gives two examples to illustrate his point. He says, Madhavendra Puri, he is saying that, O regulative principles of Karmakanda, please excuse me. I cannot follow all these principles, for I am fully engaged in devotional service of the Lord. And Prabhupada also points out how Haridas Thakur, he was born in a Mohammedan family. But then, even though he had no training in Karmakanda system, following rituals, but he was focusing on one aspect, and that is chanting of the holy names of the Lord. And he knew that this is the purpose of all dharma. The Yuga Dharma is chanting of the holy names. And therefore Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he designated him as a Namacharya, the Acharya of the Yuga Dharma of this age. So we can see that how Lord Krishna is pleased when a devotee does not lose focus. So that is the most important aspect. In devotional service, we may following certain rituals and regulations in life, but we should not lose focus in devotional service. In the Krishna book, you find so many instances wherein so many people having close vicinity with the Lord, getting too much attached to rituals, lost focus of the ultimate activity of all those rituals. We have the wonderful incident about how once Lord Krishna and Balaram, they were in the forest of Vrindavan. And some of the cowherd boys, they became hungry. So they wanted some food. So Lord Krishna told these cowherd boys that you can go nearby, there is a village. And there are some brahmanas performing yajna. So you go and tell the brahmanas to give you some food. But Lord Krishna knew that his brahmanas are too much attached to rituals. So therefore he told, don't tell them my name. Tell them that Lord Balaram wants some food. So then these cowherd boys, they went to these brahmanas who were very much engaged in performing rituals, yajnas. And while performing yajna, they were so busy, when the cowherd boys came and told that how Lord Balaram is hungry, he wanted some food. They were too busy. They neglected these cowherd boys. So the cowherd boys came again to Lord Krishna and Balaram and reported what happened. This time Lord Krishna told them, you go to the wives of these brahmanas. And you tell them that how Krishna and Balaram, they need prasad, they need food. So these boys again went. And this time they went to the wives of the brahmanas. And the wives of the brahmanas, they were not educated. They were simply housewives. And when they came to know that how Lord Krishna and Lord Balaram, they were hungry, immediately whatever food was prepared for the yajna, they said, give it to Lord Krishna, no problem. They did not hesitate that what their husbands would tell. Why? Because their aim was clear. The ultimate activity for every living being is to satisfy Supreme Lord. And herein, Lord Krishna himself is coming, sending his representative to ask for the food. And his food is meant for yajna, and yajna is for what purpose? To satisfy Krishna. So directly Krishna is asking for the food, so why not give food directly to Krishna? Why go through an indirect process? So we can see that how the brahmanas, they were perfect followers of dharma, but they lost focus. They got too much attached to the rituals. In a similar way, this was in Vrindavan. You can see in Vrindavan they were staying, but they lost focus because of attachment to rituals. There is also an instance in Dwarka, wherein there is the instance of King Satrajit getting attached to this Samantaka jewel. He became attached to the worshipping sun god. And through sun god, he got this Samantaka jewel, which was giving every day some huge amount of gold after properly worshipping. But even though he was in Dwarka, in the close vicinity of Lord Krishna, he got too much attached to the gold. And when the gold was lost, he came to a point where he started blaspheming Lord Krishna, thinking that Lord Krishna is the one who stole my gold. Actually, if you see, this is Lord Krishna's own gold. Lord Krishna stole this gold from Shankarachuda. And then this gold came back to Satrajit. And now he was thinking that Lord Krishna is the one who is stealing this gold. So even though he was staying in Dwarka, he got so much attached to all those rituals and this, that ultimate focus was lost. that is to please Lord Krishna. Similarly, while performing devotional service, we should also not lose focus. Why we are here? That is the aspiration of being servant of servant of servant. And how we are here? We are here because of causeless mercy of devotees. So once we not lose focus, we will always progress in our devotional path. Because a sadhaka, a devotee knows that ultimately Lord Krishna is pleased when one satisfies Lord Krishna's devotees. And by rendering service to Lord Krishna's devotees, Lord Krishna is easily pleased. Through devotional service only, in the guidance, following the footsteps of devotees, can one actually please Lord Krishna. We were reading a particular section of Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, wherein Lord Krishna mentions wonderful points about how it is important to associate with devotees of the Lord. We just read this important sections here. This is Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, 12th chapter, text number 1 and 2. The verse explains that how Lord Krishna says that only my devotees can bring me under control. And I cannot be controlled by Ashtanga Yoga, Sankhya Yoga, taking sannyas, visiting all holy places, performing rituals and so on and so forth. And the purport, it is mentioned that how fasting, study, austerity can help you to render service in Lord Chaitanya's movement. But they must remain in auxiliary relationship to the supreme process of satsanga or association with pure devotees who hear and chant the glories of the Lord. That means certain activities might help us to render service, but it should not become the focus. The focus should be all these activities should help us to become closer to devotees of the Lord. And by becoming closer to devotees of the Lord, we will develop attachment to hearing and chanting. In fact, Madhvacharya, he mentions a very, very strong point that if one offends Lord's devotees and does not learn to associate with them, Lord Vishnu personally places barriers in the path of such a person so that he may not enter into Lord's company. That means without association of Lord, one cannot enter into Lord's company. In this way, this section of Srimad Bhagavatam mentions ahead different examples of people who became devotees of the Lord. And therein it is mentioned that how these people did not become devotees because by undergoing severe penances, nor by worshipping, nor by severe vows and austerities. They all became devotees just by either associating with Lord or with his devotees. So in this way we can see that how associating with devotees of the Lord and rendering service to devotees of the Lord is an essential aspect of Krishna consciousness. In later sections, it is said that how Lord Krishna emphasized the value of surrendering to him in loving service. So in that portion, it is mentioned that how one who has obtained pure devotional service by associating with my devotees always engages in worshipping me. Thus he very easily goes to my abode, which is revealed by my pure devotees. In the purport, it is mentioned that how one must live in a society of devotees, and thus automatically one will be engaged 24 hours a day in the various processes of devotional service, beginning with Shravanam, Kirtanam and Smaranam. The pure devotees of the Lord can reveal the spiritual world by the transcendental sound vibration, making it possible for even a neophyte devotee to experience the Lord's abode. By constantly associating with devotees and learning from them about devotional service, one quickly achieves a deep attachment for the Lord and the Lord's service. And such attachment gradually matures into pure love of Godhead. So we can see that how one should not lose focus in Krishna consciousness. The real focus is, as it is mentioned, that one should render service to devotees of the Lord. And by rendering service to devotees of the Lord, one can achieve perfection of life by getting taste for hearing and chanting. And all other activities which we are doing, all other services, should be focused and aimed at serving the devotees of the Lord. That is the whole point. So therefore, herein we can see how Jada Bharati is very much cautious in understanding. And therefore, he is not just getting attached to rituals. And he is coming to the real point, that is to hear and chant about the glories of the Supreme Lord. In fact, we have seen in history that sometimes when a person is performing rituals, it may also be like that by performing ritual he may deviate from the real goal because the focus is lost. Like continuing when Srimad Bhagavatam was composed by Vedvyas, it is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam that how Srimad Bhagavatam and Lord Krishna's Bhagavad Gita was supposed to be the guiding light for the age of Kali. But then soon the age of Kali began, everything degraded. And the degradation began with the Brahmana community, who were supposed to be the followers of religion. And how it happened? It is mentioned that they became too much attached to rituals. The real idea of dharma is smartavya stitam Vishnu vismartavya jatuchit sarva vidhi nishedasyur etayor eva kinkara. That means whatever rules and regulations we are following is ultimately a subservient to the real rule, real principle, that is always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna. But problem happened is that the Brahmanas, because they were too much attached to rituals and regulations, they forgot the goal. And later they became attached to rituals, and slowly when they deviated, they were using scriptures for their own purposes. That time initially the scriptures were only in the hands of Brahmanas. The Brahmanas were guiding others to the scriptures. So when they were guiding, they were deviating and they were quoting scriptures for the deviations. And the point came, the deviation became so much that animal sacrifice became prominently a part of religion. It is mentioned that how that time the place, the temples, which is the place where Charanamrit would flow out, became the place where blood was flowing out. It became a slaughterhouse. People were sacrificing animals in the name of religion. And then we know that how Lord Krishna had to intervene. The Shastra which was used to guide was used by the Brahmanas to go against the real principle. And therefore Lord Buddha came. Similarly, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, the same thing was happening. Smartha Brahmanas were very prominent. Ritualism was very prominent. In fact, there was a system there that you cannot chant the holy names of the Lord always. There was a particular injunction that if you want to chant the names of Lord Krishna, then it should be chanted only when you take bath. That means when you take bath, you have to chant the holy names of the Lord. And that too, only two names of the Lord. Either Pundarikaksha or Govinda. And not, only three times. And not otherwise. So we can see the Brahmanas are propagating this because they became attached to the rituals. And they deviated from the real cause. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu propagated this Sankirtan movement later, this very Brahmanas went against Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when they are criticizing devotees, that you are all chanting so loudly these holy names of Krishna, you are simply disturbing us. In fact, you are disturbing Lord Vishnu who is in sleeping stage. And what will happen is, Lord Vishnu will become angry and he will devastate the whole world. So we can see, they are quoting Shastras, but in a wrong way. So in this way, by becoming focused, getting focused to the rituals, one might lose focus and one might also deviate. So therefore, Jada Bharat here is understanding what is real religion. And therefore he is meditating on Lord Krishna within his own heart. So in this way, a devotee knows what is real religion. Therefore externally a devotee might not follow all the rituals and regulations given in the Karma Kanda section, but he essentially knows what is real religion. As Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, the last verse, Sarva dharman parityaja mamekam sharanam raja. Aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshayishyami masuja. The real dharma, rather Lord Krishna says, abandon all varieties of religion and surrender unto me. So Krishna himself is recommending that real dharma is to surrender unto me. And therefore in this age, the real dharma is, as enunciated by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to the Sankirtan movement, and that is the chanting of Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Nama Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nasteva 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 Gatiranyata. There is no other way, no other way, no other way. No karma kanda, no ashtanga yoga, no jnana kanda. There is only one way, that is the chanting of the holy names of Lord Krishna. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Yuga Dharma is chanting the holy names of the Lord. And secondly, we also learned that Dharma cannot be separated from the entity or whatever the product. I mean, what you mentioned, say, sweetness from sugar, you cannot separate like that. So how is it that in this age, chanting of the holy name is not, throughout it is not, or so to say, there are so many other religions or dharmas that are being practiced.
The real constitution position of a living entity is to serve Krishna. But now in this stage of conditioned life, we have forgotten that stage. Like for example, Prabhupada gives the example of liquidity of water. But the water, if kept in a fridge, becomes an ice. So it is not liquid then. But it's an unnatural state. But when you remove the ice from the freezer, it becomes water again. Similarly now, because of conditioned life, we have forgotten Krishna. And therefore, while forgetting Krishna, we have been attached to either no religion or so-called religion, which is suited to our own lifestyle right now. So therefore, it's quite natural in this age of Kali Yuga, because this age is very degraded age. The people are not following real religion. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and gave the real religion in a very easy way. Previously, religion was there, but previously when religion was followed in a very rigid way, which cannot be followed in today's age. Like for example, in Satyuga, the process was meditation, dhyan, for thousands of years. Then in Treta Yuga, the process was to perform yajna, big yajnas. And in Dwapar, it was to perform gorgeous worship of deity, Lord Krishna at home. But because it is not possible in this age, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came with an easy formula, which can be easily accepted by anyone in this age. And that is the chanting of the holy names of the Lord. Srila Prabhupada said that chanting of the holy name is so easy that even child can take part in this. So therefore, because Kali Yuga is so degraded, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming with a very easy formula for following dharma, and that is chanting of the holy names. So the devotees are trying their best to propagate this holy name of Lord Krishna. In this way. Is it okay?
Sorry, Prabhuji. I'm not completely satisfied with the answer that is given. Actually, when you said that it is conditioned, you gave example of water and ice, that it is because of conditioning. That but there are, so to say, religions that are being practiced which are totally, you know, against the principle of, believe in the chanting of the holy names at all. I mean, there is no way that these two religions are connected.
Talking about Kaitava Dharma, false religion, or talking about some religions which are bona fide? Can you specify something?
No, not. I mean, one is that Yuga Dharma is chanting of the holy names. We understood this.
Yeah.
Now, this is Kali Yuga. So, from Kali Yuga, how come the chanting of the holy name has got separated and some other things are being followed?
That's what I mentioned in my answer, that either people are following no religion or people want to follow religion to suit their own lifestyle. So therefore, if you want your own religion which will suit your lifestyle, you don't want to change anything, then in Kali Yuga, you will get a dharma by which you can follow your lifestyle, you can happy where you are and still have a halo around your head that you are pious. So that is not real religion. Real religion means to surrender to Krishna. Anything falling short of that is Kaitava Dharma. It's false religion. So in Kali Yuga, people are not just misguided, but also lazy to follow spiritual life. So therefore, even though they have interest in spiritual life, they want some shortcuts. Is it not? They want someone that once in a year you visit your guru, give him Dakshina on Guru Purinama, and for 1 year there is no problem. Therefore, we find people, these ages of mass initiations, come once and take initiation, and then you keep my photo in the home, that's all. You are my follower. But this is not real religion. Bhagavad Gita is very clear what is dharma. Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprashtena sevaya. That is approaching a guru. Pariprashtena seva. and pranipat. This is not followed today. So therefore, whatever we are saying is only going on the name of religion. It's kaitava dharma. It's cheating religion. So people want to be cheated, therefore they are cheaters, Prabhupada said. People want to cheat themselves from real religion. People want something shortcut, something which is not up to the mark. They don't want to change their lifestyle. They want to follow what they are doing. So therefore, to follow their lifestyle, to suit their lifestyle, they will find so many so-called dharmas coming up. And they will go and enroll themselves in those societies. So they are going more and more away from Krishna in the name of religion. So therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement is very easy. Chant Hare Krishna. Anyone can do it. So initially when we preach, we just say, chant Hare Krishna. And slowly, slowly by chanting of Hare Krishna, coming in the association of devotee, he gets purified. He understands that he is doing wrong in his own life. Then he gets corrected and becomes a genuine devotee of the Lord. So that is the real idea. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.